crocus eggs, he called them.
Crocus eggs.
Mm-hmm. That's what you call them, crocus eggs. Ma'am. But these others, you see, is made out of other sacks that, like the sugar and flour and things come out, they're made out of cloth.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the things that, if you go to the grocery store, the grocer will put your purchase in for you so you can carry them home?
That's a paper bag.
Paper bag. Mm-hmm. Right. I see. What I was wondering about when I asked you about the flour, sometimes you hear about flour coming in these great big things made out of the wooden stage.
Barrels of flour.
Beg your pardon?
Call them barrels of flour. That's what we call them. We call them a barrel of flour.
Yes, ma'am.
Sometimes because I think some wouldn't be as large as others. And some would that was called a half barrel. It wouldn't be as large as the big barrel.
Hmm.
And I think most of my father would buy half a barrel of flour.
Yes, ma'am.
More than he did, and he never did buy. Well, we had a little store out there for a while, and he bought, at that time he'd buy a barrel of flour there.
Yes, ma'am.
But the other, when he's buying for the family, he'd buy a half a barrel, and sometimes you can buy enough in a sack to fill that half a barrel just about.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those metal things that go around the barrel to hold the steak.
Hoops.
Beg your pardon?
Hooks.
Oh.
Hoops.
Yeah.
Hoops.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see something that was kind of like a barrel, but it was smaller and nails used to come in it?
Kegs.
Yes, ma'am.
The nail kegs.
Do you ever see those around much anymore?
No, I don't.
Or have you ever been bottling some kind of liquid or something like that, and if you had a small mouth bottle, you had to use something to keep from spilling all over the place?
Well, let me see. Filling a bottle?
Yes, ma'am. Something you just put in the mouth of the bottle to keep from spilling the liquid when you were pouring it in.
I might have, but I don't think I'm able to tell you anything about it.
Well, something just like a tunnel or funnel? Or
funnel?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, now, you know, a funnel is made the sharp point you put in there, and it comes up wide at the top.
Yeah, right.
And you pour it in like that. I know about the funnel, but the bottles that we have, you said now, what did you say about the bottle?
Oh, I was just wondering if that's what you used, if you used a funnel, if you ever used a funnel when you were pouring into
it. Oh, yes, I have used a funnel. We use a funnel for pouring oil in a lamp.
Talking about those old-fashioned lamps.
Well, I reckon you were.
Before you had electric lamps.
Oh, yes. I'm talking about the old-fashioned lamps. Yes, that's what someone, yes. We use funnels for that.
Mm-hmm. What did those things burn in them?
Kerosene oil.
Kerosene
oil.
Did people around here ever call kerosene anything else?
I don't know. Do you remember Mr. Coal Oil?
That's right. Yeah,
called it coal oil and kerosene. And Mr. Reed, you remember? Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm trying to listen. I don't have too much. What do you want to know?
He's just saying that besides kerosene and coal oil, did we have any other name for it? The kerosene oil.
I'm sorry, I just don't hear what you're saying.
See, kerosene and coal oil, the same thing?
Oh, yes, you know, mm-hmm. Same thing, yeah.
Well, I was just thinking, was it any other name? You know, sometimes people come in with another name. I didn't know of it.